So we're new. We're learning the Sefer Leket Amarim from Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter, Shlita. There's a picture of him on the Shtender. If you've never seen him before, it's kedai to see your Rebbe. Okay, we're on page Nundal, which is a hemshich of the piece we've been learning about finding one's nekuda in this world, identifying your strengths, identifying your weaknesses, and using that to grow. Okay, so let's learn on page Nundalid, Keitzad lisiaches lenekudas chaver. How do I relate to my friend's nekuda? Meaning, assuming I found my nekuda, I figured out what my avoda is, what makes me unique in this world, what my tafkid in this world is. So now I see my friend who is either really good at something or really bad at something. How do I relate to my friend's nekuda in avodas Hashem? So he starts again by quoting Rabbi Nachman in the small print. Ki yesh b'chol echad mi Yisrael davar yakar shu b'chinas nekuda ma she'ein b'chavero. Every single person has his nekuda, something that's yakar, that's precious, a nekuda that's uniquely his and is not found by his friend. Kamaisa de Abaya va'aba umna. Before the break, we were learning on page Mem Vav, the Sefer quoted the Gemara in Tanis and Daf Chaf Aleph, where the Gemara says that Abaye, the Halakha Abaye from the Gemara, wouldn't hear heavenly voices communicating with him as much as... Shalom Aleichem. Want to sit? Okay. Want to teach? So Abaye wouldn't hear heavenly voices as much as Abba Umna. Now Abba Umna wasn't a Rav. He was a doctor by profession. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would communicate with him from the Shemayim. And the Gemara goes on to explain that Abba Umna had a very delicate and tznius way of dealing with his female patients. And he had a very sensitive way of dealing with his patients who couldn't afford to pay for his medical services. So, who's better, Abaye or Abba Umna? That's not a fair question. Abba Umna had a certain tafkid in the world, and he was achieving it in a certain way to such a degree that he was hearing voices from Shemayim. Abaye was jealous of that. But Rabbi Nachman is saying here that each person has his inyan, each person has his nekuda. Ubechina zos shiyesh bo yoser mechavero, hu mashpia umeyer umeorer lev chavero. And in the thing that you're really good at, you can have a hashpa on someone else. But we're going to learn today, you have to be open to other people's success. If I'm jealous, if I'm envious of my friend's success, and I try to either, A, disregard that person because he's successful, right, as a silly defense, you know, mechanism to try to tear him down so he's not so great, so I don't feel bad about myself, or I could falsely try to pretend to be him. Right? I spend time in the presence of a tzaddik, and now I walk out of there thinking like, okay, I'm going to be like the tzaddik now. I saw the way that the tzaddik davens, I'm going to shuckle like the tzaddik. I saw the way the tzaddik eats, I'm going to eat like the tzaddik. Right? I saw the schedule of the tzaddik, I saw what his Shabbos table looks like, I'm going to make that for myself. It may not be shayach for you. So when a person properly approaches his friend's nekuda, then one's able to be mashpia upon one another. That I can share my strengths with you and influence you, and you can share your strengths with me and influence me. And he says at the end of the small print, at the first paragraph, he says, "V'chaver v'tzarach lekabel his oris," and his friend needs to be prepared to receive from one another. U'bechina zos mimenu k'mo shekasev mekablin dein min dein, and just like the angels are mekablin dein min dein, that they give to one another, so too, a yid who presents himself properly, both in terms of his strengths and being able to be makabel from others, is able to be both a mashpia and a makabel. But there's a recognition, says Rabbi Nachman, that everyone has his nekuda, everyone has his chelek, everyone has his malchus. Rabbi Nachman talks about it elsewhere. Okay, so let's see. So says Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter, Od Yosef das al navon midivir Rabbeinu halalu. If we try to deepen our understanding of the words of Rabbeinu Rabbi Nachman, the very opposite of what the Yetzer Hara tries to trick us to do in one of two ways. Yetzer Hara tricks us in one of the following two ways. Number one, you pretend to be like someone else. You see the way that someone else serves Hashem and you decide, oh yeah, I want to do that also. Maybe yes, maybe no. You have to be very honest, self-aware. So sometimes he strives to be like his friend. That he'll do whatever it takes to become like that person, because he sees this person, he's a good guy. He's a role model. He's someone a few years older and a little more advanced in his learning or his avodas Hashem. He looks to his Rebbe, right? He looks at one of the Gedolim and he says, I read a story about Steinman, so now I'm going to be like that. Maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe it's Einu Lefi Kochel. Maybe it's not within reach for you. V'lo Lefi Kishronosov, V'hasagosov. And maybe it's not within your talents and your strengths. It's not something you can attain. This is the pshat that we mentioned the other day from the Chiddush Arim. Emein ani li mili. Emein ani li mili. If I'm not going to be me, then who's going to be me? I can't be someone else, and someone else can't be me. Right, like the Kotzker Rebbe used to say. The Kotzker said, if I am I and you are you, then I'm truly I and you are truly you. But if I am you and you are I, then there's nothing. Then no one exists. I spend my life pretending to be you, and you spend your life trying to pretend to be someone else, and then there's no authentic people in the world. That's what?
The
cluster. Yeah.
It's more of a song.
Yeah, so say it. Let's hear it.
No, you mean. Imaniani ki atata vatata ki aniani atani no anivata vata.
Okay.
Imaniani vash aniani vatata vash atata aniani vatata.
You guys got it? Write it down. Everyone write it down. Yeah, it does sound better in Lashon HaKodesh, like everything does. Okay, so a person has to be true to himself. So one trick of the Yetzer Hara is I try to become something I'm not. I look at my friend, I'm inspired by him, but in a very unhealthy way that I pretend to be him when I'm not him, when I don't have his talents, I don't have his strengths, I don't have his abilities. O meidach gisa, he says in the fourth line, the other possibility is, hu male al daito machshavos shel zilzol al chavero. That you start to look down on the other person. Again, you're jealous, you're envious of him. You feel bad that you're not as smart as him, you're not as able to have as much kavana as him during davening. He seems to be in control of his yetzahara and you're still slipping up. So you start to be mezalzel him, you start to find fault with him, to try to tear him down. Machshavos shel zilzal achavera v'ahanagosav, she'inim klum. You start to say, his behaviors are nothing so special. U'mevatlo ka'afra da'ara. And you try to negate him like the dust of the earth. You try to take all of his strengths and say, they're not really strengths, they're not really milos. There's nothing so great about him. This is mamish the opposite of how the Ramban explains v'haftal re'echa kamocha. What's v'haftal re'echa kamocha? Does the Torah really expect me to love someone else as much as I love myself? Is that realistic? Parshas Kedoshim, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Is it possible for me to love someone else as much as myself? The Ramban says it's not. Let's be honest. We like ourselves, hopefully. A person, right? A person is more interested in himself than he is in someone else. And the Ramban says that's okay. That's realistic. It's interesting. In Chazal, very often, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha is used in the negative. Right? Like, so for example, the Gemara says, if someone needs to be executed by Beis Din, baro lo misa yafa. Try to kill him in the best possible way. Why? Because v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. If you have to kill him, you know, go easy on him if you can. Whatever you can do to make it better for him. That's v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Kill him in a less painful way. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. So the Ramban says, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, it's not possible in the positive to command me to love someone as much as myself. It's not possible. So the Ramban says, you know what it does mean? It means when you have good things for yourself, you should want someone else to also have those good things. Don't be so petty as to say, I want to marry an amazing woman, but I want my friend to marry someone who's not as good. So I can feel better about myself in comparison that my wife is better than your wife. I want my kids to be really cute and really smart and very nice Jewish children. But when my neighbor's kids are off the derech, then I can say, oh, then like it's so much better. Like my kids are great and his kids are so terrible. They're such wild kids. I want to have a lot of money, but I'll enjoy it more if you have not so much money. If you're struggling financially, then I'll feel more like a gavra with my financial success. So the Ramban says all of those things are violations of v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Why does it take away from you? Why does it take away from your financial success if someone else has that same financial success? Why is it only geschmack to drive the car if the other guy can't drive the car? That's very childish. That's very petty. Right? You need your kids to be the best kids. Why can't you want for your neighbor to also have great kids? How does it take away? How does it take away from your being ability to enjoy the beautiful children Hashem gave you? If you should daven that your friend should also have. His kids should also be very fine, nice, sweet Jewish kids. So the Ramban says, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha means, just like you want good things for yourself, you have to want those things for someone else. And that's what the Yetzer Hara is doing, just the opposite here. You see that your friend has something good, Right? So instead of being happy for him, again, it doesn't take away from you. The fact that your friend is being successful, so now what, you're jealous? Do you get it because you're jealous? Does it happen for you now because you're jealous? Because you want it, so now all of a sudden you have it? Your friend's really smart and he has to study less for his tests to do well. So you're jealous of him. Does that help you? Does that make you smart now and you study less for your tests? Just be happy, be happy. Okay, I'm happy for my friend. That Hashem gave him a gift. He's very blessed in that area. Why am I jealous of it? Why should I be mezaldim? Why should I point out his other faults to try to take away that mila that he has? So these are the two techniques that the Yetzer Hara uses against us. Either we falsely try to be someone we're not, or God forbid, we look at the other person who we think in some way is better than us, and we try to be mezaldim, we try to tear him down, to negate his success. Vishneim gam yachad einam tovim. They're both obviously very bad, says Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter. Vinova mitoch gaiva v'tzaras ayin. Where does it come from? It comes from two character traits, two midot. Two bad midos. Gaiva, being haughty. Vitzaris ayin. What's tzaris ayin? Literally stinginess, but having a negative eye, right? And as opposed to having an ayin tov and seeing the good by your friend. Tzaris ayin means that it's an ayin hara. You're looking at him with a bad eye. Tzaris ayin. It's one of the things that the Gemara in Erechin says you get tzaras for. Everyone thinks tzaras is only for lashon hara. The Gemara has a whole list of things you get tzaras for. One of the things on that list, maybe the first one on the list, is Saras Ayin, is having a stingy eye towards your friend. I want to be successful, and I don't want him to be successful. Why does it take away from you if he's successful also? Both of these things blind you to see who you are. You're so busy pretending to be him. You're so busy focused on tearing him down that you spend your whole life not focusing on who am I. And you're chasing after madrigals that are not shayach to you. V'Rabbeinu HaKadosh, between us and Amuka, and Rabbi Nachman with his great understanding, Hischil lahanigenu b'derach ha'yishara, u'litvos ha'sachevel b'shnei kitzvosaf. Rabbi Nachman teaches us how to make sure we get both of these things right. How we don't make either of these mistakes. Mitzad echad ledas, ki lo matzis lemeved ko'uvda da'aba umna. On the one hand, again, as the Gemara in Tanis teaches us, Abaye, you can't be Abba Umna, you're not Abba Umna. You can't be something that you're not. Lo matzis lemevad, you're not able to do ka'uvda da Abba Umna, like the doings of Abba Umna. You can't be someone else. It can only be you. Klomar, shechalila lo yishof ha'adam la'agia la'asagos she'enam tu'umim es midosav. A person shouldn't be so foolish as to chase after things that are not shayach to him. Ki ha'she'ifa zos rak tapilenu madregas ohu. Because the only thing that's going to happen when you chase after false madregos is it's going to cause you to stumble. And you're going to fall from the position that you could hold in this world. Umitzad sheni, and the other way to look at it is lekabel his oris mechavero uminukudaso amyuchedes lo sheyesh lo yoser mimenu. To be able to receive from your friend, instead of spending all your time tearing him down, maybe learn something from him in a way that's shayach to you. If you try to be him, you're going to fail, and if you tear him down, then you're a jerk. You're a bal gaiva, and you have tzaras ayin, terrible midos. Right? But if you learn from him, and you say, he has this character trait, I'm not that, but I can learn something from him. So that's gevaldik. That's great. The kabel, again, let's read the words again. The kabel his oris michavero, to be inspired by your friend. And from the thing that he's outstanding in, learn from him and apply it to you in the right way. The bechinas mekablin dein min dein, to receive one from another. But not that you're trying to become your friend. I just want to learn from him. I want to be inspired by him. One of my favorite varts, and I'm not sure exactly who it's from. Someone told me this once, b'shem the Papa Rav, but there were several Papa Ravs. Papa was a place in Hungary. The Rugas HaBosem is sometimes referred to as the first Papa Rav. And then he had a son, known as the Vayagir Yaakov, and he had a son, the Vayechi Yosef, and now today in Borough Park or Williamsburg, there's a current Papa Rav. So I'm not sure which one said this. But if you look in the Medrash in Pirkei D'Rabbi Eliezer, which is one of the early Midrashim, Rashi quotes it all the time in Bereshis. If you look in Medrash Pirkei D'Rabbi Eliezer, it describes when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim and crossed the Yam Suf, we know that each of the Shvatim walked in their own path. Right? You've heard such an idea? The sea split into 12 paths, and each of the Shvatim walked in their own path. Satmar Rebbe quotes Medrash Shir Ashirim that the sea split into 600,000 paths, that every Jew had their own path, which is also something to think about. But let's work at the Medrash in Pirkei D'Rabbi Eliezer. Each Shevet had its own path. Why does each Shevet have its own path? because each shevet has its avoda. But that's not what the Papa Rav says. The Papa Rav said an amazing thing. Papa Rav said, if you look in the Medrash carefully, it says that they were divided by walls of water, right? They were divided by walls of water, but they were able to see the walls themselves. They were transparent. You were able to see what was happening in the lane next door. So even though Reuven was traveling with Reuven, he was able to see into the lane of Shimon. So the Papa Rav says, Mimanav Shach. If the point is that we're supposed to see each other and travel together, so just let's all travel together. And if the point is that we're supposed to be divided into separate paths, so then there should be solid walls. What's the point of having a wall that you can see through? Doesn't that defeat the purpose of the wall? So the Papa Rav said, you learn from here such a deep thing. You learn that I have to be able to walk on my path, not get confused to think I'm supposed to be on someone else's path. But at the same time, I'm allowed to look into your path. I'm allowed to learn from your path. It doesn't mean I switch paths. I spend Shabbos in a different community and I'm inspired by those people there. It doesn't mean I automatically, maybe I do join that community, but not automatically do I join that community. I spent one Shabbos in my life in New Square. I didn't become a square chassid, but I learned a lot that Shabbos. I looked into someone else's path while still staying in my path. And that's what the Papa Rav says, that was the pshat. The walls taught them, this is your path. You're not supposed to be going into someone else's lane. But don't be so close-minded as that I can't learn from someone else. That I feel threatened by his success, that if I learn from him, then I'm saying I'm not as good as him. That's childish. Look into his lane, see the way that he acts, and learn something from him. Rav Meir Goldwich once told me, he said, I'm a chameleon. He said, I'm Israeli, I speak some English now, I wear kippah sruga, but I wear a black hat, and he's able to go like in a lot of different places. Because a person has to be able to learn from different, you know, different environments. That's all chitonius. But his point was, you can learn from different things. You can try to create the true you from a mix of different things. It's not an easy thing to mavatal yourself to someone else. I'll tell you a story that I heard from the Struchina Rebbe twice. The Struchina Rebbe told a story about a chassid of Rav Isaacle Zidichover. The Rebbe of Zidichov. Rav Isaacle Zidichover had a chassid who came to him one time. And he was giving out brachas, and he said, Rebbe, I want a bracha that one of my chaverim, one of the fellow chassidim, should become a big rebbe. That one of my friends should become a big, big rebbe. And I should just be a simple chassid. And I should become a chassid of my friend. Like my roommate, you know? Like my roommate from college. I don't know if whoever there went to college. Yeah, but like my roommate, the kid I grew up with playing in the playground. I want him to become a big rebbe. And I remain a plain person. And I'll become a chassid of his. And he'll sit by a tish with all sorts of Rebbe Shalom Hagos. And I'll just be a simple chassid, pushing, trying to get to the front, to get a little shirayim. And I should be able to do that and not feel any sense of like, you know, like, I know you from back in the day. So he asked the Rebbe to give him a bracha that he should be able to achieve such a thing. So Rav Isaacle Zidichover said, such a thing's not possible. That you should be able to mevatel yourself, that your friend should become a big Rebbe, and you should be able to be totally okay with that. That you're going to be one of the chassidim getting pushed around trying to get shirayim while your roommate from back in the day is sitting by a big tish with, you know, a golden wine thing. Rebbe Shalom Hagos, and you're just a pashut chassid. Rebbe Isaacle Zidichover said, it's too hard. It's too hard for a person to achieve such a level. Right? That's a very high level, to not feel anything. But to be able to learn from someone else, that much we can do. Mekablin Dain Min Dain. To be able to learn from someone else and not to be him. I don't have to be him to learn from him. And I don't have to tear him down in order to feel good about myself. Okay, the bottom paragraph on page Mendalit. Hisrachus mikino v'shifos shav. Distancing ourselves from jealousy and false desires, false types of longing. Rubavade shakola amurad kan binogeolis yachsus lamailos hazulas husha adam tsarach lishko bepeles machshav to hativ. He says, everything that we've learned until this point, the way that I look and approach my friend, and the desires that I have to either be like him or to tear him down, a person has to ask himself, is this not coming from a place of jealousy or tzaras ayin? Because that's how it expresses itself in terms of my relationship with my friend. Turn to the top of page Nunhei. V'al kegon da museves kavanas rabbeinu. Sha'adam yischazik v'yifol ach v'rak b'nekudam yuchedes ha'shayiches lo. Ma she'ein b'chaver. And therefore Rabbi Nachman is begging us to focus on our nekuda, the thing that makes me unique from my friend. Ki l'nekudas chavero hu lo yagil la'olam. Because to become someone that you're not will never happen. V'chalila lo lipol l'kinu v'tzar's ayin. And therefore don't waste your time trying to take, first of all, your negative attitude towards your friend is not going to make him any less successful. And your jealousy towards him is going to make you much less successful. So don't waste your time with these catch yourself, call yourself out on these things. I'm being jealous. I don't like this person because I'm being jealous. Right? I was thinking over Shabbos. The people like who had issues with the Lubavitcher Rebbe were just jealous of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. They were jealous of his hashpa. No, I'm being serious. I was thinking about this over Shabbos. I really think that's true. Right? He did so much good. Okay, no one's perfect. I had some shitas that people didn't like. But to be mezalzel in him, it could only be a jealousy of right? Again, sometimes it was big tzaddikim who had tainas against him. And again, it's not for us to judge. Right? But what Yaakov Meir Shechter is saying is don't waste your time with these bad midos. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't stop your friend from his success, and it doesn't give you any success at all. If anything, it tears you down. Okay? Tov ayin hu yivorach. Next paragraph. However, when it comes to, again, practical matters, when it comes to midos tovos, when it comes to proper etiquette, that's shayach to each and every one of us. We need to be able to learn from one another. That when friends sit together and they share their successes and their struggles, they help each other. To talk diburei emes, that the chever should sit together and talk to one another. V'yis'oris echadim chaveirom. And then they're ma'orer one another. Right? They inspire one another. U'kamosha, here be'rabeinu l'daber odos ha'mayla ha'gadola hatmuna besichos chaveirom b'yirah shamayim. As Rabbi Nachman often speaks about the importance of people sitting together and talking to one another and learning from one another. I was reading this book over Shabbos called, Seeds of Wisdom? Seeds of Wisdom by Mendel Kalmanson. It's a little book on the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Shkayach. So it says in that book that there was someone named Herschel who knew the Lubavitcher Rebbe when he was younger, before he was Rebbe. And after he became Rebbe, this Herschel, who still had a very close relationship with the Lubavitcher Rebbe, asked the Rebbe, "Nu, how do you like being Rebbe? Like, how's that going? How's your new job, you know? How do you like being Rebbe?" So he said to him, "You know, I miss the good old days. I miss the Verbrengens the way they used to be." He says, "Now by the Verbrengens," right, that's what the Rebbe said. The Baruch Rebbe said, "Now by the Verbrengens I speak and the Chassidim listen." He said, "It used to be that the Chaverim sat together and we Verbreng together." Right? There's obviously a lot to gain when the Baruch Rebbe is giving over a Sicha or a Mimer. Right, so what did he mean by that? But he meant that there's something very special when people sit together and share with one another and are able to inspire one another. Like Rabbi Nachman talks about, when chaverim sit together and they have sichos chaverim b'yirah shamayim, and they talk about important things. It's hard sometimes. It's like awkward if you're not used to having those types of conversations. Right, it seems like so serious and so heavy. Like let's just sit around and crack jokes. But when chaverim sit together and they talk to one another in a real way, it's a very chashuv thing. That's why you should come this Shabbos, the Shabbaton. It's a good plug for the Shabbaton. Everyone's invited. Because the chaver sits together. You sit together and you shmooze, you get to know each other better. It's a very chashur thing. Even more so, when you see your friend doing something good. It's one thing to hear about it, it's another thing to see someone do it. When you look at him with a good eye, instead of a negative, stingy eye. When I realize that I'm looking at him not because I want to tear him down, not because I'm jealous, not because I'm looking at him because I genuinely want to learn from him. It's a very good thing. The fact that you can see your friend and not be jealous, that itself is a great madriga. And to then be able to learn something from him and to apply it to yourself, it's a gavaldic thing. Ulam al osa nekuda miyuched, is the chavero, next paragraph. However, when it comes to that nekuda, that's again uniquely his, she rak shel chavero mitzad sharsho, he was born that way, it's his shorash, that's how his neshama was made. When you realize that that's how he is, sha'aleha nemar losasi gvul re'echa, that The pasuk says, you should not encroach on your friend's boundary, on his borders. Hasagas gvul. If your friend has the one pizza store in town and there's not enough people in the neighborhood to sustain two pizza stores, you can't open a pizza store. If you're doing construction on your house and you want to expand your property, you can't move the fence onto your friend's territory. Lo sasi gvul. Don't push the borders. So the way that Rabbi Nassan explains it in Lekutei Halachos is that means that the same thing is true when it comes to ruchnias. Don't encroach on your friends of Avodas Hashem. I'll tell you how Rav Tzadok writes in one of his svarim. Rav Tzadok, a Kohen of Lublin, writes in one of his svarim that if you look in the Sefer Torah, one of the basic rules of Safras is a rule called Chok Tochos, which means that every letter has to be completely surrounded by white. The letters can't be touching. Why can't the letters touch? You can still read it. I mean, sometimes it's smudged together to the point you can't read it. But let's assume, right? Let's assume the regel, the little foot of the gimel, is making contact with the letter that comes after it. The leg sticks out, touches a little bit. It's a problem. Why do the letters have to be completely surrounded by white? So Rabbi Tzadok explains, because that's los asig v'urecha. If every Jew has a chelek in Torah, and every Jew is represented by a letter in Torah, don't touch my letter. Your letter shouldn't touch my letter. It's a sagas gvul. This is my thing in Ruchnius. Of course you can learn from me. Of course you can incorporate it into you. But don't, if you try to become me, that's a terrible idea. That's going to be a disaster for both of us. You're never going to become that. It's not going to work. You know what you should do? You should be happy when your friend finishes Shas and you're still trying to figure out how I'm going to finish my first Masechta. You should be thrilled for him. It's a very hard midah. It's very hard to celebrate someone else's success. The Kotzker used to say, it's based on the pasuk in Koheles, but the Kotzker says people are more quick, right, to be able to feel someone's pain at a shiva call than they are to celebrate their simcha. It's hard to feel someone else's joy without being envious, without having a tzaras ayin. Right? But look what he says here again. Look at the words. You need to rejoice and have a good eye towards your friend. That your friend was able to achieve a unique thing for Hashem, to give Hashem pleasure, with his unique talents. I think they say Rav Simcha Bunim used to say that if I was given the opportunity, Rav Simcha Bunim of Prishischa used to say, if I was given the opportunity to switch places with Avram Avinu, I wouldn't do it. You know why? Rav Simcha Bunim said, if I was given the opportunity to switch places with Avram Avinu, I wouldn't switch. Do you know why? Who wouldn't want to be Avram Avinu? You would be Avram Avinu? So Rav Simcha Bunim said, it's such a deep teaching. He said, because there would still be one Avram Avinu and there would still be one Simcha Bunim. What's the gain for God? What does Hashem gain from that? There's still an Avram and there's still a Simcha Bunim of Prishischa. Both pretty good. Yeah? But Hashem doesn't gain anything. So why, of course, if I'm really in this for God, then of course I should be celebrating my friend's success. If my friend's being a really good Jew, that's great for our team. It's a team effort. You're upset he's going to win the MVP? Don't worry, you're going to win the championship with him. You'll bring Mashiach together. Right? What? How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu gain if I become Avraham Avinu, right, and Avraham Avinu becomes Simcha Bunim of Prishischa? Hashem made me the way I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to do my part in bringing the gula. Kederach she'adam sameach she'chavero heitiv im aviv. He gives such a simple mashal. Imagine, your friend does something good for your father. Yeah? Your friend does something good for your parent. Okay? Let's say you have an elderly parent, yeah, and you don't live right near the parent, and it's a snowy day, and your friend, who happens to live next door to your parents, goes outside and shovels the walkway for your parents. So you're jealous, you're thankful to your friend. Your friend did a favor for your father, for your parent. So he says the same thing here. When your friend does a good job serving Avinu Shabbat Shemayim, you should say thank you. Thank you, my friend, for serving my father, for serving the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Again, Kederech Shadam Sameach Shechavero Heitiv Im Aviv. Just like a person rejoices and is thankful and celebrates the fact that his friend did something good for his parent. B'davar Shu Atzma Lohay Yachol Asosa, which he couldn't do. Yeah? Imagine a person that is struggling financially. Yeah, and they have elderly parents who are also financially not in great shape. And you have a friend who's a very wealthy person, and he gives $100,000 to your parents. Are you jealous of the fact that you're so happy that he became rich? He was able to to help your parents. So when your friend serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, if you believe Avinu Shebashamayim, we're all on the same team trying to serve Hashem, so you should celebrate your friend's success. V'oz, misnayakein, if you act in this way, zocha le'esora b'hanakuda atova v'avodasu ha'miyuchedes lo, me'hanakuda she'esh b'chaveru. If you act in this way, then you're able to what? Then you're able to tap into what your friend has. You're not tearing him down, you're not trying to become him. But you're able to mutually enjoy his success. Because again, as we've said so many times, it's not possible for you to entirely become your friend. But there are little illuminations that emerge from that nekuda that you can grab onto. You can't grab the nekuda. You can't grab that central point. But there's an inspiration that comes from it that you can attach yourself to, and it is shayach to you. And in that way, your friend is able to inspire you and is able to help you. And he concludes the piece, three lines from the bottom, that we achieve this through what? Through the midah of humility and through the midah of tov ayin, of having a positive eye. What did you say? I was cut off at the bottom a little? Okay, I apologize. Because just only in this way can a person live an illuminated life, to walk in the proper path. In a way that will give honor to God, and will give honor to you as well. Okay? Let's just turn the page to the top of page Nun Vav, and let's just start the next piece. Still have a few extra minutes. Okay, again, it's a little bit of a continuation. You'll see how. The title of the piece is Mi Yodea Raze Olam. Who knows the secrets of the world? And again, he starts with a quote, a Yerushalmi, and a little piece from Rabbi Nachman. The Yerushalmi says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Afilu teinasa uchitasa lo damya lechaverta. An amazing thing. No teina, no grain of wheat, no fruit, is doma lechaverta. Lechaverta is like its friend. No two apples were ever created the same, as much as they sometimes look alike. If you look at them carefully, no two in history are created the same. Uvesichos shebesof sefer sifurei ma'aseh, so Rabbi Nachman says, Va'afilu ha'olin shel ha'ilan ein echad dom l'chaveru. And even the leaves of the tree are not comparable to one another. No two blades of grass. No two flakes of snow, as he's about to explain. Yadua she'an she'amadeh hefridu pam. One time a group of scientists got together and they studied snowflakes. Ubadku alfe alafim shel psisei shelek. And they explored and they examined tens of thousands of snowflakes. Ve'evchinu shein chatichas shelek dom lechaverta. And they saw that what? That no two pieces of snow are created exactly alike. V'chol achas yesh lo tzior nifla b'fnei atzma. Each one has its own unique presentation, its own formation. Da'ainu shekol milyone milyonim psisei shelek. Millions upon millions of snowflakes. Hanoflam ala aretz. Kol achas hi yetzira b'fnei atzma. Each one has its own unique creation and purpose. And this is what Rabbi Nachman also talks about in the Sichas Aran, Osn and Dalid. Hashem doesn't do the same thing twice. Hashem never does the same thing twice. It's a deep understanding of what it means that Hashem is Echad. Everything Hashem does is Echad. It's completely unique. Maybe that's also the secret of the Pasuk in Malachi in the third parak. In the third parak of Malachi it says, Ani Hashem, ki Ani Hashem, lo shanisi. Which literally means, I am God and I don't change. Right? But shanisi is also like a lashon of to repeat. I am God and I don't repeat. I never do the same thing twice. Echad. Everything is echad. So if that's true for a snowflake, or a leaf of a tree, or a te'ena, or a kernel of wheat, so halach is kam v'kam, it's true for people. V'im b'psisei shelag advar mamurim, if this is true about snowflakes, shabein rega him namasim. And in half a second, can you imagine? HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates each snowflake unique. For what? For the half a second until it hits the ground and dissolves and melts? V'hayu kolo hayu. And it disappears. It's as if it doesn't exist. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoter l'kol achas man yetzira miyuchedes b'fnei atzma. Each snowflake, which has such a limited purpose in this world, is unique. V'akol niskar in l'fano v'skira achas. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu amar l'iyof. V'havasal otros shaleg. V'otzos barad tira. Eov says, have you seen the chambers of snow? Have you seen the way Hashem brings natural disasters to the world? A couple of psukim later, pasuk chaf, hey, mi pilag l'shetef ta'ala. Do you see the way that Hashem creates pathways for torrential downpours? V'darshu chazal, and chazal explain on this, the Gemara in Bava Basra. Har be'tipin barasi ba'avim. Hashem says, many, many drops of rain I have made in the clouds. V'chol tipa v'tipa barasi la defus b'fnei atzma. And each one has its own appearance, its own shape. Every drop of water, every leaf of the tree, every snowflake. Bein tipa letipa lo neschalifli. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, each one, there's no confusion. Each one is precise, exactly the way it's supposed to be. Alachas kama v'kama b'shinuyim b'vnei adam asher ru'uyim b'galoy. Masha amru chazal. So all the more so when it comes to human beings. About which Chazal said in the Yerushalmi and Brachos, Keshem she'in partzufein domen zelizeh. Just like no two people look alike, kach ein daitem dom zelize. So too, no two people think alike. There's a great line. I've seen it brought b'shem of Shlomo Eger. Shlomo Eger was the son of Rabbi Kiv Eger, and I also saw it brought b'shem the Beis Yisrael. It was the fourth Ger Rebbe. They explain this line in the Gemara that says again, just like no two people look alike, so too no two people think alike. So they both commented the following: imagine you're walking down the street. And you see someone who has brown eyes. You happen to have blue eyes. So you go over to the person, you say, I'm really insulted. So what are you so upset about? I can't believe you. Well, what's the problem? Don't you see I have blue eyes? So why do you have brown eyes? So you think the person's crazy. Right? That's like a Nazi way of thinking. Yeah? So Rav Shlomo Eger and the Beis Yisrael, the Ger Rebbe, both said, so look at the other half of the Gemara. Just like no two people look alike, no two people think alike. Just like it's irrational to get angry at someone because they look different than you, because they have a different color hair than you, they're a little taller or shorter than you, they look different than you. It's irrational to say, I'm upset at you because you look different than me. That's how God made me. So as they both said, it's equally irrational to say, I don't like the way that you think. That's how Hashem made me. We don't look alike, we don't think alike. Right? And yet, each of us think, if someone says something that they think differently than us, we get upset by that. Why do you get upset? It's as irrational as getting upset that they have brown hair when you have blonde hair. It's completely irrational. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made each person unique in the world. Shekol echad ve'echad hu olam b'fnei atzmo lelo dimyon klal echad l'sheni. That there are no two people who are the same in this world. With nothing. At their essence, there's nothing comparable between the two. U'mikol shekein eilo sh'oskim b'toras ha'gilgulim. And all the more so when you understand the concept of reincarnation. That even if you walked this earth once before, which probably all our neshamas did, but we were on a very different mission last time, we're on a totally different mission, we're fixing a totally different nekuda this time. Asher misha me'irim k'sas shvilei habriya. Halalu ro'im v'yodim ha'rabu ha'shinuyim ma'avrim sh'ovrim ha'kol echad ve'echad. That there are so many differences, so many changes that pass over a person in the different experiences that he had in his life. When you first existed in the 1500s, it was a very different world. Your neshama is back to fix something else. Each person in his own way. Kol echad ve'echad hein mitzad etzem mitziyuso hashona echad me'asheni lagamri mishorosh tishbaso. Each person in his own unique mission, different in the most essential soul type of way from his friend. Ve'hein mitzad masha'over b'gilgulav hakodmim. And again, when you take into consideration, no two people ever have the same life. Do you realize that everyone in this room has a different understanding of Torah? Right? Even the ideas that we all know about, an idea, a pasuk we've heard, we all heard it in a different way, in a different time, in a different context. Right? So you put together the pieces of a person's life, and those two people are at all the same. Forget the fact that we look different, we think a little bit different, right? But my life's experience is completely unique to me. No one has my experience. No one shares that experience with you. It's entirely unique to your worldview. Umitzad ma'isav shkol echad munhag b'tzura miyuchedes va'pratis hashayches ach v'rak yilab bovad. Again, based on what happens to you, everything is tailor-made, it's unique for you. V'davka mitoch ofen kazeh ha'miyuchad lo hu tzorech l'sachez in Mashem Yisbarach, top of the next page, v'torasa. And specifically with the way that you were created and your life's experience, that's from that vantage point, from that perspective, that's how you grab onto Hashem and to His Torah. To crown yourself with mitos tovos, and to crown HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your proper mitzvos and meisim tovim. Vayedeza ola nachas ruach lemala. And in that way, you give great honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'gavan miyuchad, with your unique color, kazeh, shalo hayu l'olam, which never existed before. Okay, we'll stop here for today, but it's a really chashuv thing to think about, both in terms of ben adam la'atzmo and in terms of ben adam l'chavero. You can't be someone else, you'll never be someone else, there's simply no reason to want to be someone else, you shouldn't be jealous of the fact that you're not someone else, and again, in terms of the ben adam la'atzmo, to recognize that in a very deep way, and to try to serve Hashem from wherever you are. Not to be frustrated by the cards that you've been dealt. It was tailor-made for you. And the Mirtz Hashem, you'll give a lot of nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing the best you can. Okay? Stop here.